uncensored, no holds barred talk. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Reality Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another live edition of the Global Reality right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. I'm your host, Josh Reeves. Thanks for being with us here as we go into extended late night, super duper late night hours here this evening for you on the broadcast, this morning for you, however you want to look at it, this evening, tonight, this morning. It doesn't matter. Time is irrelevant and it's all an illusion anyway, so who cares? Does it really matter? I mean, really, honestly, it really, I think that's the whole thing with me anymore. It just doesn't. I've just kind of got, it's kind of one of those weird processes, going through the whole process of understanding that concept of time as it is an illusion. And so when you do that, you kind of lose your programmed understanding or programmed belief or programmed execution of what, you know, time or, you know, the day is, you know, because, well, this, you're supposed to sleep this time of day, you're supposed to be awake this time of day, whatever have you. But, you know, does it really matter what time we put this show live? It does to some people. It really doesn't to me. And a lot of you out there, it doesn't matter to you either. And so to the ones of you out there listening tonight that feel like time is not really something that's interesting to you and really real, then thank you for being here. We've got some crazy fucking news stories here for you tonight. We're also going to get into the Seven Lords, tablet number 7 of the Emerald Tablets of Thoth for you here tonight on the broadcast. My website where this broadcast originates from is www.theglobalreality.com. That's www.theglobalreality.com. And that's where you find the links to listen live and the archive shows. And still getting messages from people. Sit tight on the whole archive thing. It's being handled. People are freaking out. Not be able to get their fix. but there you go. TheGlobalReality.com. You can always send me an email as well. GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. That's GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. Got some emails we'll read here as well for you this evening. And it wasn't here on the show yesterday, wasn't live yesterday, and a couple of reasons for that. One, there isn't a couple of reasons. There's actually only one reason. The main reason is because my computer was tied up because I was transferring all the stuff from all my files over to an external hard drive because I was able to go and pick up our brand spanking new Global Reality iMac Macintosh yesterday. We need a little clap, round of applause for all of the listeners and supporters and everybody out there who helped us get this. Scott, our friend Scott, helped us get it the rest of the way here. I had about $1,000 or so. But anyway, we were able to get it, and it's a fucking amazing machine, and it's already, I can already tell it's going to be taking everything I'm doing to a whole other level, man. I mean, just the clips from my camera so far, my old camera and my new camera, but all my footage transfer, just bringing the footage up on the player, everything just looks better. And the software is really, I mean, it's really what it is. It's just the software, nothing else. But I don't know what it is. People have this fucking hard on. I don't know if it's like this where you live, but where I live, it's like your sexuality is questioned if you want anything but a PC. It's like, you know, you must not like vagina anymore if you're thinking about getting a Mac, Josh. Really? I mean, I so you mean I can't like vagina and have a Mac? Well, I'm about to break that motherfucking rule right in two over my knee like a fucking redhead stepchild. Fuck that. That's how it is. It's like this blue collar, you know, working man shtick for, you know, PCs. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, see, I used to be on Macs back in the day, and then I've been on about the past 10 years, I've been on PCs. I was on Macs for a long time before that, but, you know, and the technology did get better for video editing stuff for PCs and stuff, but man, it's just nothing like this. It's just little things that enhance the video and everything. It just, the high def footage just looks so much better. It's exciting. We're trying to get, I didn't get all the upgrades I wanted to get. I didn't get to upgrade the RAM, and I didn't get to upgrade the warranty package, but I'll get that separately later. Cause you can buy it direct from Apple. I'm not going to buy the fucking, well, the only thing you could buy, I bought it. Well, I'll get to that in just a minute. But no, I've just got to get the RAM package in that. The RAM is like, it's funny. I remember like 5 years ago paying like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, 2005, something like that, paying like $250 for like a gig of RAM. Now I was checking out how much it was to get the 16 gigs. That's the max you can put in this thing. I was looking to see how much that was. You know how much it is to get 16 gigs of RAM to put in this iMac? $149. Is that fucking insane or what? I mean, the technology is just getting cheaper and it's exponentiating, but wow. I mean, this is a dream come true for me. I've been knowing that this is what I needed for my work to have that look. And I was 100% exactly right. I mean, everything I've just rudimentary stuff. I haven't really had time to do anything big yet. I've just been getting all my other files from the film and from all my, just every file, basically all my media and getting it brought over to the Mac and the stuff that I brought up so far. It's just amazing. I mean, I was, you can't understand how overjoyed I was when I brought up the screen and there it was, Final Cut Pro 10, you know, newest edition. There we go. And I was like, oh my God, it's like the dream achieved, man. That's what it really is a dream come true. And, I want to thank everybody out there, the listeners who helped make that happen. And, I'm uber excited about this. And it is fast, but I know as soon as I get the rest of the RAM in there, it's gonna. But man, sales tax here in fucking Dallas is like 9%. I was like, I mean, it was a good chunk of change just for the sales tax. I didn't factor that in beforehand, but the sales tax, if I would have bought it online, it wouldn't have been that. It would have saved me probably $200, yeah, something like that, a couple of hundred, $200-$300 if I would have bought it online. But I bought it. But where I bought it at, I'll tell you this: this is insane. Number one, this is the reason why I didn't get the warranty to go with it. And, I can get that direct from Apple Care later, but that's no big deal. But because I bought it at Best Buy because Best Buy had all their Macintosh, $70 to $100 cheaper than even buying them direct from Mac directly. Right. But they don't offer Apple Care through Best Buy. You have to get their proprietary in-house Geek Squad thing. Now, those of you who've been listening to my show for a while and been paying attention to the news and stuff, might remember through the years, I've mentioned the Best Buy several times. And when I first started on air back in 2007, it's actually one of a few times my sister Jamie called into the show. And she had called in because she went to Best Buy to put a job application in. And on her job application, one of the questions on the application was, do you support the war in Iraq? And she just called me straight while I was on the air, you know, freaking out. You're not going to believe this. They actually asked me if I believe in if I support the war in Iraq. And I was like, on a fucking application for a job? You've got to be fucking kidding me. I mean, not only is it not legal, it's just not right. And then how many reports have we heard about this Geek Squad stuff? You know, somebody has a problem with their computer. They call, you know, they call about their warranty. Geek Squad comes out to their house to fix it. While Geek Squad's there, he finds pictures of somebody's child, their infant, their baby, naked in the bathtub and calls the authorities and says that this guy's got child pornography on his computer. That's happened. I can't tell you how many stories I've seen of that happen. Them going into people's houses and seeing a bong and the rest of this stuff. So I'm just flat not going to do that. And I'll tell you this, you know, so that's a couple of stories right there. I can probably think of more. But the strange thing when I went to when I went to buy this, and I didn't factor in the tax. That's why I couldn't get the rest of the upgrades. I was able to get the external drive. That's how I had to, you know, get all my other stuff out of the other computer. But it was the strangest thing I've ever experienced. And I was in this Best Buy a couple of weeks ago, and this wasn't there. It's like it came in since Steve Jobs had passed away. And I walked into the store, and it was, I swear to God, this was not there just a couple of weeks ago. There was this big black, like sideways black obelisk thing, like out of 2001 A Space Odyssey. And it had a white glowing Mac inside of it. Now, Steve Wozniak is an admitted Freemason. That's fucking milk toast mainstream admission stuff. You can go read that on any public bio of Steve Wozniak, and he admits openly he's a Freemason because he joined so he can spend more time with his wife, who was a Order of the Eastern Star because her father was a Freemason. And he says Wozniak said there's one reason why he joined the Freemasonry, and it's not because of he believes in their mysticism or any stuff like that. But it was one specific reason, and he as of yet has not given up what that one specific reason is. He won't say. With that being said, the apple, you know, with a bite out of it, I guess they thought we wouldn't notice that, huh? You know, going back to the nice little reference there of the custodians. But anyway, the big black obelisk thing, and I just thought that was strange. And I walked up, and I knew exactly what I wanted going in there, you know. Knew exactly what it was, knew exactly how much it was going to cost. Had that much money. I'd talked with Scott, who's been helping us get some new equipment. Talked to him the night before. We had it all mapped out. I mean, and so I'll go over there, grab the external hard drive I want, go try to find some lack. You ever notice how when you go to a store to look around, you can't go 2 feet without getting some other, you know, some motherfucker coming over to you. Hey, find anything, Dick? Hey, you doing all right? Doing around over here? Oh, you need some help, sir? No, I'm fucking looking. I've told you like I told the last 10 motherfuckers. And then when you want to go actually buy something, you're fucking throwing toner cartridges at a sales clerk trying to get their attention. It's unbelievable. But so I walk over and I get this kid, a Mexican kid. Okay, he's about 19, 20. Told him what I needed. Said, yeah, I need to get an iMac 21.5, 2.7 gig, blah, blah, blah. And he said, okay, you want to buy that? And I said, yeah, I want to buy that. And he said, okay, sir. And he reaches down, he pulls his clipboard out, and he says, what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need to ask you some, I'm going to ask you some questions here. And he goes, why do you want to buy a new computer? Well, I'm like, whoa, wait, what? Wait, excuse me, what? You're going to ask me some questions. Number one, if you're going to ask me some questions, ask me if it's all right. If you can ask me some questions first. Don't just proceed to him. That's what he said. Literally. Sir, I've got to get you to answer these questions before I can get your community. I said, bullshit. I mean, I raised my voice. I know people heard me. I just don't give a fuck, man. I said, bullshit. You go get my computer right now so I can pay for it and get the fuck out of here. And he runs all, you know, no, sir, I really got to. No, wait a minute. Okay, well, let me see what these questions are. What's your first question? Why do you want to buy a new computer? Why do I want to buy a new computer? Well, let's see. I want to buy a new computer so stupid motherfuckers like you won't ask me why I want to buy a new computer. What goddamn business is it of yours why I want to buy a new computer? It's none of your business. That's my privacy. Fuck off. I'm sitting here looking around going, this has got to be a joke. Have we literally denigrated to that level? And I said, what is this, data mining? And he just kind of looked down and kind of rolled his eyes. And I said, okay, well, what's the next question? Well, what influenced your decision to buy this Mac? What influenced my decision, huh? Again, I got to say, I got the same answer as the first one. None of your fucking business. And I was like, keep them coming, keep them coming. Number three, what do we got here? What influenced your decision to come to Best Buy? And I was like, okay, I've heard enough. I'm not going to do this. And if you're going to tell me that you're not going to sell me a computer, and then he says the balls to go, well, I don't even know if we have them in stock. I said, bullshit, dude. I checked online before I got here. I know you've got them in stock. You have two in stock. That's what your computer says. Let me go check. I'm like, okay. So he goes to check. And he comes back and he says, well, it says we have two, but I don't know where they're at. And I may have to go into our warehouse to find it. The other store down the road says they have 10. It's 5 minutes from here. I'll have to go out to the warehouse. And I said, you're going to have to go to the warehouse. I was like, dude, the iMacs are right over there above the customer service desk, right next to Geek Squad, up on top of a shelf. You get the big fucking ladder thing. You roll it over there. You climb up there. You get it down. You bring it over to me, and I pay for it and walk out the door. Why is this so fucking hard? Oh, let me go see. Man. I was like, fuck this. You know, I'm going to the other store, so I'll go to the other store. And when I get over to the other store, they tell me, who the fuck told you we have 10 over here? We have none. And those two at the other store are the only two in all of Dallas in any of our stores. And I said, man, you got to be kidding me. This guy, number one, was giving me a problem. And I told him about, you know, the questionnaire thing. And he goes, well, number one, you're supposed to ask them when you're checking out. He's like, we're supposed to ask you if you would like to fill out a survey real quick and have a chance to get so much of a discount or so much off or whatever have you it is, reward points or something like that. He's like, but you know, it's not a prerequisite. You know, he was seriously acting like he wasn't going to sell you the computer unless you did the questionnaire. I said, no, well, he made it very apparent he wasn't going to send me that, because then when I asked him, you know, told him fuck off with the questionnaire, just go get the computer, he starts him hawing around like he doesn't want to go do it. So they didn't have any. So I went back and I was like, and before I'd left this, the first original store, went to the second one. I tried to go talk to a manager about it. And the manager was just as fucking dumb and clueless as this guy was. And he didn't have time for me either. So when I came back the second time, I came in there blistering, dude, ready to have somebody's ass. And, there was, a black guy that was working at the Geek Squad desk. And I saw that kid walking by. I was like, no, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. I'm done with you. And the guy was like, well, what's the problem? And I said, well, I had a bad experience in here earlier, and I want to tell you about it. And I told the dude about it, and that dude looked like he was going to go eat that guy's fucking head for lunch or something. That dude, no, I'm not kidding you. He must have had a history with this guy or something, because he looked like he was going to go break that kid over his knee and shove him up his ass for breakfast or something. But, it was just ridiculous. I told him, I was like, that was a strange thing for me. You know, I mean, my God, is that what it's come to? We're gonna data mine you before you give us, your precious Federal Reserve notes. That's just unbelievable stuff. But I did, you know, good news is I made it out of there alive. I made it out of there without having to decapitate anybody. And I made it out of there with a computer. I didn't make it out of there with my. And dig this. And I asked them if they had, they don't even have RAM upgrades at Best Buy. Oh, you have to go somewhere. I have to go somewhere else. Oh, you can pay Geek Squad. Yeah, I can pay Geek Squad to put it in for me and put a little tracking chip in there while they're at it, huh? But you mean I can pay you money and they can put whatever kind of RAM I want in it. But I can't pay you for RAM and put it in myself. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Well, I tell you what, what the fuck is this world coming to? It's unbelievable to me sometimes. The sheer idiocy and just people's sheer reluctance to just do things that are asinine, even though they know they're asinine. I mean, you're not going to sell me a computer unless I answer some questions first. I mean, what is this? I mean, I just felt like I was being profiled. But once I made a stink about it, they were very nice to me after that, and they got me out the door very quickly. But man, I expected it to be kind of a non-eventful thing going to do that, and it turned out to be such a wild and unusual clusterfuck. I hope that kid gets fired. Man, oh man, oh man. Oh, but yeah, exciting stuff though. Yeah, I mean, stuff that even the pictures and stuff, and the stuff I've done so far with importing all my old pictures, everything just looks so much better, so slicker. It's really been the missing element. I think that finally I'm going to be able to produce some quality stuff that's going to look and have the quality look of and match the information. And I can't tell you how excited I am about that. It's so fucking on now, y'all. I mean, I can't even tell you. This is going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to be working diligently over the next few weeks for our October 29th release of The Secret Right 2. I may be taking some time off and doing less shows over the next few weeks, so you guys don't freak out on me when I'm not, if I don't do as many shows. I'd like to not to do any shows for the next 2 weeks and just blow through this and get it done. But, you know, like I said, I can't do that financially, because if we don't have shows, live shows, we don't get financial support at the Chimpin banner and donate button at the website. So we'll just have to see. Our goal is $200 this week and $200 next week. So, you know, if we were able to meet that, we'd probably be okay. We have to pay the stream bill and some other bills and stuff this week. So let's see what kind of emails we have here tonight, this morning, whatever time of the fucking day it is. It's all an illusion anyway, right? Let's see here. This from Andre says, "Hey Josh, I came across a wordplay that about made me fall over. A new makeup advertisement I heard the day called Anugenics. Thought I would share. Anugenics. So like Anugenics or Anugenics. That's pretty funny." Here's some for George. Says, "Hey Josh, dude, the more I think about it, this world is really just a bunch of numbers, and I don't mean numbers that represent real things. I mean the numbers themselves are actual reality. When you look at the woman, she is represented by the zero, and the man by one. Everything comes from zero or nothing. Pretty straightforward, right? When you add woman to man, you get 0, 1, or 10. And if you or those Boolean style, you get 11, which is 3 in binary. Everything comes from 3. The atom is protons, neutrons, and electrons, but they don't even really exist because they have no mass. They're just the energetic vibrational representation of the numbers. The cancer symbol looks like 69. That is just 23 times 3, or 11 times 3 equals 33. We are just a bunch of sixes and nines, dude. That's why I keep seeing these damn numbers everywhere. The Vav is 6 in Hebrew, and it's shaped just like the vulva, which is shaped just like the pyramid. What's at the top of the pyramid? The all-seeing pussy, man. It's just rotated 90 degrees on woman. Back to zero again. It's elegant in its simplicity." great stuff there from George. Let's see what else we have. Here's another one from George. He said, "I just heard the show where you were talking about Cain versus Obama in 2012. Obama's name is already like Moab, and Cain is obvious. It's all biblical BS. Also, Obama's slogan was, 'Yes, we can.' Can is just another word for being able. So for being able. So you have Cain versus Abel. If people would let go of their egos, they would realize this stuff actually does get into their subconscious. Oh, we'll let the program continue running. Humanity needs a huge fucking control C to break out of this shit. Take care, George." George makes me fucking laugh. Here's one from John. I you guys have noticed lately with all the emails, how many different, I mean, I'm getting a lot. I mean, a lot of, you know, not all of them I read on air and stuff. Some are just, you know, "Good show. Love your stuff. Loved this." You know, it's not really stuff really worth reading on air, but man, It's amazing how many emails we get from all over the place. I love them. Please keep them coming. GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. Let me know you're out there. Hi, Josh. I just started listening to your show. Listening to your show in comparison to AJ is like graduating from kindergarten and going straight to college. Thanks. I appreciate that. That's what I intended for the show to be from day one. I don't know your exact thoughts on Jordan. We don't say that name here. We don't say that. I won't say that name. We either say Russell Pine or Jordanius Maximus, but we don't say Jordan Maxwell. But we'll say Jordan. You know, we'll definitely say Russell Pine all day. So my thoughts on Russell Pine, but I tend to agree that we are pretty much hopeless. Yeah, I love that shit. Don't you gotta love that? So here's Russell Pine, aka Jordan Maxwell, steering people the wrong way, telling people everything sun worship, leaving out Cygnus, leaving out Sirius, leaving out all that. It's all a bunch of sun worshipers, blah, 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 blah. Never trusted Maxwell one bit. That guy, I mean, come on, use your real name. That's number one. Number two, I mean, my God, there's pictures of him with all kinds of Illuminati shills. The Disney guy, Michael Eisner, all that shit. But so now the guy who misled us and, you know, with red herrings for years and years and years now is saying that it's hopeless, give up, we're fucked, there's no hope. Well, you know what? I don't advise anyone to follow anybody who says it's hopeless, we're fucked, give up. I don't advise anybody to follow anybody that says that because, number one, if you really knew as much as you claim that you do, you would understand that this is all an illusion anyway. There's no reason for us to ever give up because it's all an illusion anyway. Why not just go at it? Fuck it. You know? I mean, I think that's what I've been very amazed with by the people who support our work and stuff, you know. People that realize, dude, it's all an illusion anyway. Fuck it. You know, let's throw some phony Federal Reserve notes at this thing and get some weapons like computers and cameras and stuff and take these fuckers on. Not give up like Russell Pine and say, oh, we're fucked. There's nothing we can do. That's exactly what they want, man. So we're supposed to listen to old Russell Pine, a guy who's deflected us away from information for years and years and years, and now we're going to listen to him when he tells us to give up. Well, you know what? You go crawl in a hole somewhere and die, Russell Pine. The rest of us out here who aren't going to give up, who aren't going to fall for the phony revolutions and the phony truthers are going to keep on going. How about that? He says, we're pretty much all hopeless. Look at all these brainwashed people on the right and left watching Fox News, MSNBC all day and believing everything they hear. How do we even have a chance? They control everything, whoever they are. The whole research is like climbing a pyramid. You take one step, you've just been, you know, that's the whole thing. I can tell, Ryan, I don't even have to go any farther than this email, and I can tell you're just a person who's, you've just been beat over the club with a club over the head by the phony truth movement, the phony truthers and patriots and all this stuff for too long, man. That's all it is. I had that same attitude for a while too. But stick around for a while. You know, I know you hadn't been listening very long. I could take some time to grow on you. Go back and hit some of the older shows. Listen to some of those too. But you know, if you just stop, it's just like, here's the thing. The phony truthers, people like Alex Jones, Jordan Maxwell, any of those guys, it's just like television or mainstream news or anything else. If you don't pay attention to it, they don't have any power over you anymore. And so that's the whole thing. I feel like you're kind of, you know, frustrated. Well, and I understand that. But it's, you see, the truth movement is not there to solve anything. The Patriot Movement, Alex, that stuff's not there to really fix anything or change anything at all. And it's certainly not there to enlighten you about anything. It's there to satiate this natural growing interest and expansion of knowledge. As the rate of information is expanding, so is our thirst to want more of it. It's like a natural thing inside of us that's kicking in. And they're doing everything they can to suppress that. And I believe that over the past few years, and even in the past year, that's the energy of that has exponentiated even more. And so they had to have something there that would make people believe that they were, you know, finding out the deeper elements of how the world works while not giving them enough to ever really change anything or really figure out how the whole thing is working. And this was implanted by us, by this custodial society that seated mankind on this planet and seated us with a religion and set themselves up as gods. The whole research is like climbing a pyramid. You take one step, then you realize you know nothing. At this point, is there anything we can do to stop these guys? Well, yeah, I'll tell you one thing we can do. Not fucking give up like Russell Pine wants us to. Here's the thing. We are in uncharted fucking territory here. In case you didn't get the memo. Let me tell you this, and this is something I've gleaned from my years and years of research. You ready for this? The solution that we seek is not even, we're not even aware of its possibility, the possibility of its existence yet. We haven't gotten there yet. Because this thing is going to continue to accelerate into, I believe at some point, full-blown spiritual warfare. Open spiritual warfare. Yeah. And the people who have not learned these arts or learned about these arts, you don't have to learn them, but at least of their having awareness of them, are going to be enslaved. And it's going to be dark magi, dark side magi versus light side magi. And you're, you know, the strongest are going to win and set up shop. Good or bad? I mean, that sounds like a kooky science fiction. Sounds like Star Wars. Well, come to me after you've been looking at this shit for half your life. So all I know is that the solution that we seek is not even available yet, because the solution that we all seek can only happen if people don't participate in their system. And we're not to the point where people want to stop doing that yet. And all we're getting is these phony revolutions, you know, Occupy Wall Street. Now they're trying to escalate that, saying, oh, Bloomberg's going to kick them all out. And now they're saying there's going to be violence and all this stuff. And this stuff's set up for it to happen this way. And there probably is going to be violence. But all this is just happening according to their plan. So I think that yeah, they've got the weapons, they've got this and that and the other, but what we have that they don't have is the ability to use this knowledge for the good and not for evil. There are more people aware of the deeper information concerning our planet, who we are, where we come from, how we got here, the true nature of religion, science, all these things. They've been kept from us for thousands of years by these priests who were put in positions of power, by the quote-unquote gods. There are more of us aware of this situation than there ever has been on this earth ever, right now, today, because of the explosion of information and the rapid speed in which information is being spread around now. Just in the 4 years since I've been on air, it's been exponentiating. This year, it's exponentiated for me. I've been pulling more listeners from I don't know where than I ever have. All of a sudden, more people are finding out about us, and that's going to continue, too. I mean, now that I've got the Mac, it's going to be, oh, and check this out. We're probably going to be doing it'll be a fundraiser thing. We'll probably, after Secret Ride Volume 2 comes out, it'll be one that will run until, the end of the year. It won't be one that we'll be collecting for very quickly. It'll just be one that'll be up there, and you know, be one of those where if you have a dollar one day, you know, you can go drop a dollar in it or something, or $5, whatever. And then, you know, after a few months, that'll add up and we'll be able to, for $3,000, I can get the Sea Grant Volume 2 on Netflix and iTunes, the Apple movie iTunes, which is very, very difficult to do. But I'll be able to get it on iTunes and on Netflix and possibly on, Dish TV and something else included with that for that price. That's a service that I found that does it. Folks, we'd have a chance to reach literally hundreds of millions of people if we did that. And this film's going to be good enough to do that. And then we'll get working on the Rockwall film next. I just feel that if we want to not sit around and say, what are we going to do? Are we fucked? You know, I'd rather do something. I'd rather take a shot. I want to at least say that I tried to do my goddamnedest to get some of this deeper information. At least I threw my hat in the ring and attempted to get some of this deeper information out to the masses, not just to the cult underground conspiracy following anymore. And I have the ability to do that. I don't just have to raise the cash for it, you know. But can you imagine me, Netflix, iTunes, and following that up with some of the other deeper films I'm going to get into over the next year? That's, you know, you ask me what the solution is, and I don't think that there is one solid solution. I think it's up to you to find what your solution is for you, for something that you can do to participate and try to change things in whatever way you can. For me, that's all I know how to do. All I can do is make films and do the radio show and play in my band, The Dead My Gods, and hopefully try to get some information out that way to people too. And this is what I do, and this is how I choose to do it. And, you know, we need everybody. I've dedicated my life to this. Why don't you dedicate your life to this? I have a friend, Amberly. She just recently dedicated her life to this. I mean, this is a chick. She was one of the ladies that was involved with the video interview the Demigods did, Deep Elm, on air a few weeks ago. She was a veteran, I think, and she was she worked for some big Fortune 500 company, and her and her boyfriend started a internet radio thing, video thing. And she just, like, woke up, basically. I guess it was last week before, maybe it was last week. She just walked into a fucking meeting, dude, and said, I'm out, peace. Walked away from it all. She just, I mean, completely walked away from a fucking, you know, a career, dude, to, you know, try to join the movement, trying to get some information out there. Takes balls to do that. You know, that's what I've done. And that's the solution. You know, not many people are willing to, they're scared out of fear. They're scared that, you know, they won't be able to pay their bills. They won't be able to, you know, have money to live. They won't have, you know, nice things because, you know, there ain't a lot of money in doing this. So, you know, that's the whole thing. I think that people realize. But you have to take the chance and put yourself out there on the line. And if you do that, the universe will respond to you and amazing things will happen. I speak from experience. The universe rewards you when you take a chance and you take a risk for the benefit of the greater good. And that's the only reason I've been here and I am here now, and I've been here for 4 years, is because you can't bullshit the universe, man. If you're not doing things for the right reasons, that's why I don't care about the haters and the people that say bullshit things about me that aren't true. I don't care. Because I don't have to care. Because they're not true, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because if I wasn't, I wouldn't still be here. But because the universe, if anybody else doesn't know, knows what I've put on the line to do this, it responds back to me and, you know, I'm able to continue. It's just an amazing thing. So, you know, as far as is your question here, man, you know, I think that it's just, it's up to everybody. Everybody wants the silver bullet, magic bullet solution, and there just isn't one. This stuff didn't come in overnight. It's not going to go away overnight. But we have to start with a foundation of people who are aware of the deeper elements and the deeper information of this. That's what I feel my role is to be here and to be a medium, to do my best to get out as many radio shows, films, music, whatever it may be, that has the content of this deeper information. And we just need more numbers. That's all there is to it. That's really all I have to say about that email. Mr. Reeves, very long story short, I'm a gigantic fan of your work. I recently wrote a blog on my friend's blog at timkinsellawordpress.com, and you are the only member of the alternative media I plugged wholeheartedly for your information. Thank you. Anyway, something very strange happened to me in New Mexico recently. I unintentionally captured what appears to be some sort of Stargate on film. I contacted Project Cameltoe, Camelot. I always see that. I just immediately say Project Cameltoe. And Carrie Cassidy has since published my movie on her YouTube channel. I'm not selling anything or being creepy. My intention in contacting you was to simply share my experiences with you and your listeners, because frankly, I think you'd all be very interested. Again, the movie is called Sudden Porthole and can be found at the Project Cameltoe YouTube page. And you have your address changed, so when the Secret Ride 2 comes out, you got a new address. Okay. Sam, all right, and then you're in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Oh, man, Santa Fe's fucking great, man. I wish I could live there. Oh, man, I'd live there in a heartbeat if I could. I fucking love that town, man. Santa Fe is awesome. It's a rad place. So there you go. I'll definitely check that out, man. I'll let you know next time I'm on air what I think about it. That's very interesting stuff. So thanks, Sam. Thanks for Sam Zurich. Thanks for sending that in. Let's see. Hi, Josh. I was listening to your reading of Manly P. Hall in astrology a few years ago in 2009, I think. So if we have to progress all the way through the zodiac, where do we stop? Does it depend on where we begin and how fast we find the path? Does everyone have to go through all 12 signs at least once? Yes, that is true. I'm Pisces now, so I'm hoping that means I'm near the end of my journey. Well, it is, unless you learned all, if you didn't learn all the lessons from, see, what happens sometimes is we incarnate in one sign, and we don't learn all the lessons that we're supposed to learn in that sign. So what happens is when we reincarnate, we go back into the next sign, and when we go back around through Pisces, then you go back through the ones and repeat the ones that you didn't learn all your lessons on. But I wouldn't really worry myself with that if I were you. The secret knowledge is out there. The cat's out of the bag now. You know, we have all the same info the Freemasons and the Rosicrucians have now. And the shit they had in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, you know, 3,000 years ago. It's transcending the death of the physical body. It talks all about it in the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And it talks about not being frightened and not being taken aback by these spirits and things you see after death, because those things are what get you to incarnate back down into a body. That's what the Rosicrucians, that's the secret of the Rosicrucians. It always has been. That's why it's the Rosy Cross is their symbol, because the rose on the cross represents the soul being crucified on the body. Soul entrapment. Entrapping spiritual beings into material bodies in order to use them for labor. That's us. This is from Carlos. He sent this in the chat room earlier. I was talking to him in the chat room. He says, hey, Josh, I wanted to know what your thoughts were on the number 9 and its occult aspects. Reading Manly Palmer Hall's The Secret Teachings of All Ages, it came to my attention that through the use of numerology, the number 666 actually equates to the number 9. I had already been aware of certain properties of 9. For instance, any multiple of 9 that is added together will ultimately equal 9. 9 times 9 equals 81. 8 plus 1 equals 9. 9 times 2 equals 18. 1 plus 8 equals 9. There are many other places that you find the number 9. The popular urban clothing store line academics also 7-Eleven. I'm currently working on a documentary regarding the occult aspects of certain Japanese animations. While researching, I discovered that 2 of the most popular shows air back-to-back at 9 a.m. They call this block Dream Number 9. I don't believe in coincidences, John. Yeah, Dream Number 9, where, like, you know, the Beatles, number 9, number 9, number 9. I've looked all over on this subject. Most explanations I get are vague at best. Maybe you could shed some light on it for me. And I sent him a quick link to a book online, but I can sum it up for you real quick, dude. It's the golden ratio. That's what it is. If you want to know the secret of the 9, you want to know why that's there, it's the golden ratio. Yes, that is alien technology. They found the golden ratio exists in the Great Pyramid. It exists all over the place. But that documentary I was telling you guys about, the Revelation of the Pyramid, you have to watch the whole thing, okay? If you're somebody you can't bow out before it's over with, you have to watch the entire thing, because, yeah, there's going to be some stuff in there you already know, but it's got I.M. Pei is in it. It's got video footage with I.M. Pei there. And in the section where they're talking about the golden ratio pie, that's what it is, it has to do with frequency. It has to do with frequency. It has to do with the golden ratio, pi. And, I.M. Pei, he gets all nervous when they start asking him about it. And then he admits that, yes, he used it in his architecture. The guy's is Illuminati as they come. And then he gets all nervous and gets up and leaves. But that's to answer your question, Carlos, about the whole 9 thing. It's the golden ratio, pi. The gold number, that's it. To be honest with you, man, that's all you need to know. And you could, if you're making a film, you could go off all day on the connections with that and how deep that goes. So hopefully that helps you out there. This is from Roddy. Roddy says, Josh Reeves, one of the only motherfuckers around exposing the exposers. Hell yeah, expose them skunt bags. Skunt bags. The word skunt. Is that like a skunked cunt? Was that a cunt that smells like a Michelob, or a cunt that smells like a Stella or a Heineken that's, you know, been exposed to light too long? You open it up and it smells like a skunk's ass. Skunt bag. That's a new one. I'll have to use that one. Not as good as gunt. Really not as good as gunt. Gunt is one of my favorite words of all time. Not quite as good as gunt, but, you know, not near as good as moose knuckle either. That's another one's just classic. I live across the Gulf from you here in the Sunshine State. Have you seen the clip with Joey Diaz flipping the fuck out on the Alex Jones show? No, I have not. Diaz starts dropping real truth, and Alex Jones tried to shut him up with his routine fear-mongering lines, and Diaz calls Jones a cocksucker, tells him to shut the fuck up. Oh, goddamn. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I just reading the words, he calls Alex Jones a cocksucker and tells him to shut the fuck up. I don't know why. Just the image of that in my head of somebody, you know, being on like a live show, calling Jones a cocksucker and telling him, shut the fuck up. That just is too funny to me. Check it out and have a laugh. Peace, Moonbat. Read it on air if you want, and feel free to use the word skunt. Okay. All right. It's getting skunty in here. Oh my good God. Listen to this. If this isn't, those of you that have been listening through the readings that we did of Gods of Eden, William Bramley, then into Lost Book of Enki, and now into Emerald Tablets. After all listening to all those shows, this article ought to make you laugh your ass off. Listen to this. This falls, we'll file this one under the no shit Sherlock category, okay? Humans are descended from a fish-like animal with a sixth sense. And they go on to show this, like, reptilian thing, you know, coming out of the sea. I mean, look, this is what they tell us. This is what they tell us that we descended from. That. Okay? Now, that is nothing but fucking allegory. So now they're admitting that our ancestors were a sentient animal that had a sixth sense that traveled great distances through the water to come on land to Earth, right? That's nothing but allegory. So they're telling us that that's what we descended from, when more appropriately what we descended from is actually this. Yes, sentient reptilians who traversed the great sea of space. Whenever you see that, they don't mean water. People always say, oh, fish people, the Dogon, the fish people. No, they didn't literally come out of the water. Well, if they did come out of the water, they came out of portals deep into the earth that they traveled, that their craft traveled through. But, you know, this idea that, I mean, that whole picture, that whole thing, that's allegory. They traversed the great sea of space, not water. We may not be able to see ghosts, but in our earlier fish-like form, we did have a sixth sense, according to a study. Scientists have discovered that we are descended from a predatory fish-like ancestor that roamed the oceans 500 million years ago and had electrosensors, the ability to detect electric fields in water. Researchers at the University of Cambridge and Cornell University in New York believe it's not just humans, but 65,000 living vertebrate species, that's any creature with a spine or a backbone, are descended from this same beast. This is just classic. The shit that they're starting to admit to now in this science stuff, it's just unbelievable. The admissions that we're starting to see every day now. I had another one here that fell into that category. Let me try to find it. Oh, this one I know is going to have the Nibiru crowd going apeshit. Brown dwarf found free floating in space and scientists have no idea how it formed. Oh, that's really awesome. I think we're starting to figure out more and more that scientists really just don't know jack shit. It's not allowed to know jack shit. Brown dwarf stars are the universe's little oddballs. That's why scientists using the Subaru telescope in Hawaii and the Very Large Telescope in Chile have been astounded to find so many of them in such a small space. According to the Subaru telescope's official website, scientists used the telescopes to closely examine the NGC 1333 and Rho Apahuchi star clusters and identified an abnormally high number of 30 to 40 brown dwarf stars. Their findings will be published in two papers in the up-and-coming issue of the Astrophysical Journal. The most interesting finding was of a free-floating brown dwarf that may be one of the smallest in the known universe. Because it doesn't seem to be an orbiting star, scientists have no idea how it formed. Ah! Yeah, the Nibiru faggotry is going to be off the meter on this one. The small star is only about six times the size of Jupiter, according to scientists. Well, it sounds like Nibiru. While that's pretty large compared to Earth, it's nothing like the comparison to the sun, which could fit nearly 1.3 million Earths, blah, 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 blah. So, oh, this is funny. Right underneath it, there's a picture of a chick with a red shirt on. It says Uranus axis mystery solved. Well, glad that chick solved the mystery of her anus. David Cameron proposes changes to royal succession. The PM wants to scrap the ban on spouses of Roman Catholics ascending to the throne and give girls the same right of succession as boys. Oh, they're going to change it. Change up. This is the, in, I've told you about this. They do this every so many years. When was the last time that, when did this rule come about? When did they first pass this rule? 1772, the Royal Marriages Act, which required all descendants of King George II to obtain the monarch's position before marrying. That's how they do it. They change the rules after so many years, and they flip it around. Now they're lying the Catholics in there, and I see how they're, yeah, the priest class taking over, baby. We got to have a priest class bloodline intermarrying into the royal British bloodline now, otherwise we're not, you know, we can't have it completed the emperor's bidding. So that's just unbelievable stuff there that just speaks volumes about bloodlines and that whole deal. Positive ID Corporation receives VeriChip order for use with Israeli military. So are they going to start chipping the Israeli military, or the Israeli military getting these things, start chipping people by at gunpoint? I don't know. It doesn't really say. It really doesn't. It says that Positive ID Corporation, a developer of medical technologies for diabetes management, clinical diagnostics, and biothreat detection, announced today that it has received an order for its VeriChip microchip to be used for disaster preparedness and emergency management in Israel by an integration partner. Disaster preparedness and emergency management. That sounds like setting up camps to chip everybody once they get into the camp so they can keep track of them. That's what it sounds like to me. Goodness gracious. FBI monitoring news talk radio for investigations. Uh-oh, well, they've been, please. They've been watching us forever. I've gotten hits on the site from, goddamn, from everybody through the years. NSA, CIA, FBI. Got for a week, one time I got hit with hits from DARPA. That scared the piss out of me. What do the boys in the white lab coats at DARPA want with me? Homeland Security. I mean, we've gotten hit from them all, but apparently now if you call into a talk radio show and get on the air, you might be recorded by the FBI. The FBI has awarded a $524,927 contract to a Virginia company to record as much radio news and talk programming as it can find on the internet. Oh, wow. Well, say hello to the feds, ladies and gentlemen. You know they're listening now. That's unbelievable. $524,927 contract to the FBI to record as much radio news and talk programming as it could find on the internet. So what could they possibly be looking for here? What could they be interested in? They're interested in what we have to say now because they know we're fucking on to them and they're scared. They're trying to figure out some way to shut us up. Like I said earlier, there are more people that are aware of the deeper elements of this reality that we exist in than there ever has been. That's why it just still boggles my mind that people get freaked out when we talk about this kind of stuff, or, you know, go into Alex Jones fearmonger mode. Oh my God, they're tracking everything we do. Oh my God. Listen, yeah, of course they have. What do you expect? What do you expect from a dog that flees? The FBI says it's not playing Big Brother by policing the airwaves, but rather seeking access to what airs as potential evidence. Potential evidence for what? This doesn't give us any enhanced capability prying into or any other big brother concerns, because this is information that's being put out on the airwaves. It's very important to our investigation to know what's being reported. Bresson cites as an example of the case of the Times Square bomber. It's ideal for cases like that because we can extract information that's already been reported and help our investigators make better decisions. Was that the one that they were that happened at the wasn't that the one that happened at like the recruiting station or something at Times Square? Did they try to blame that on We Are Change or We Are Feds or We Are Masons or whatever the name of that fucking group is? The next time you visit a store in the San Fernando Valley, you may have to check your hat at the door or take your business elsewhere. What? KNX 1070's Vinus Safranikas reports it's part of a new anti-crime effort announced by the Los Angeles Police Department Wednesday to deter criminals from targeting businesses in Studio City in North Hollywood. No hats, no hoodies. The Hats Off pilot program will post signs at nearly two dozen local businesses requesting that patrons remove their hats and helmets and pull sweatshirt hoodies from their heads before entering. And now they've got signs, you know, no sagging, giving people tickets. I mean, my God, are we really, is that really the kind of fucking society we were doing? We're being reduced to this fucking ninny state, aren't we? Not a nanny state, the ninny state. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Everything's got to be PC and sterilized and have rules. I mean, who cares? If somebody wants to wear their fucking pants down to their ass and show their ass, it ain't none of my business. I don't give a fuck. They're not bothering me. Who cares? Why do you care? You shouldn't care either. Only somebody who believes that everything should be homogenized and everything should be the same all the way across the board, and anything that gets outside of that box should be deemed a threat. Well, gee, that sounds familiar. I wonder who thinks like that. The government. That's all this is. Jesuit CMP member, former employer of Alex Jones on his 96 campaign, Patrick J. Buchanan, from the CMP-controlled news outlet WorldNet Daily, is the New World Order unraveling? Gee, Pat, that's a hell of a question. You looked around lately? Doesn't look like it's unraveling to me. It depends on your perspective. Is the New World Order the great 20th century project of Western transnational elites unraveling? No, you dumb shit. There again, deflecting people away from the real truth and diverting them back over to a false way of thinking. And a lot of people get roped into this stuff by Pat Buchanan. I know I used to as well. Unraveling my ass. The New World Order is not unraveling. It's changing phases and becoming the New World Order. We haven't even seen that yet. But nice job trying to get everybody confused there, Pat. Send me a Christmas card with an obelisk on it this year, will you, cocksucker? Now, this story right here, earlier the email, Jordanus Maximus says we're fucked. You know, are we fucked? Is there anything we can do? Well, I'll say this. There aren't too many things that I see on a daily basis that would have me say, yes, okay, you're right, we're fucked, there's nothing we can do. But this story definitely almost makes me say that. One-year-old tries to, I'm not kidding you, you got to see this video. A one-year-old tries to work a magazine like an iPad. The Apple iPad is so easy to use, a child can do it. A magazine, well, that proves to be more of a challenge, at least for one very gadget-savvy girl. She doesn't know how to turn pages in a goddamn magazine, ladies and gentlemen. She's doing her finger on the page, trying to get it to turn, getting mad because it doesn't turn because she can't turn the goddamn page because she doesn't know how to use anything but a fucking screen. I cannot believe that. You know, again, not much makes me say, yeah, we're fucked, there's nothing we can do. But by God, that almost does. I just can't even believe that. A video service by CNET shows an adorable one-year-old working iPad faster than most of us can think. But when the same techno whiz kid is handed a magazine, the child of the iPhone age is lost. The video was posted by French father Jean-Louis Costanza. Costanza. Maybe a fucking bagel, George. Who has seen the future for his daughter. She thinks a magazine is a broken iPad. The adorable child has traded an iPad for a magazine. The techno baby patiently taps the printed page and pinches it as if it were a touchscreen. But when the magazine is nothing more than a useless piece of broken tech, glossy photos of fashion models, pages of text, what good are they if they aren't an app? Somewhere, Steve Jobs is laughing. Or as Dad Costanza put it, Steve Jobs has coded a part of her OS. Oh my God. We're fucked. Yeah. If we're creating children of this world that can't turn pages in a magazine, which means they won't be able to turn pages in a book. The technocratic apocalypse is here and we're all fucked indeed. My God. That is just unbelievable stuff right there. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and get into this tablet for you tonight. Tablet number 7. The Emerald Tablet's a Toth. This is the Global...
The ashtray says you're up all night. When you went to bed, darkest mind, your pillow wet, covered your eyes. When you finally slept, while the sun caught fire, you changed.
Back here with you on the Global Reality, right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. I'm your host, Josh Reeves. Thanks for being with us here and staying up late with us tonight. You fucking moonbats. I love you so much. Thanks for being here. And our website where this broadcast originates from, theglobalreality.com. Shipping band on the donate button is there for supporting our work. We don't have commercials. We don't ask you to buy anything. We don't try to sell anything. We don't have banner ads up there or anything like that. And we're publicly funded here. And we're going to be able to, we've got some, our equipment upgrades in here now, and we're going to be pushing forward. And I'm just so excited, man. Especially after we get the RAM upgrades I need and all that stuff, man. Right now it's great, but man, as soon as we get that too, I already telling speed things. I did some encoding earlier and messing some stuff. But the great thing is that I'm glad that my PC is actually getting a break now. I've been running this puppy hard, man, for 4 years, day in and day out, you know, processor intensive stuff running, you know, all the time. And for the past 24 hours, I haven't had any processor intensive stuff running on this old computer. And it's just sitting here so quiet. Like, it's just like, oh, fuck. Shit, man. Thank God you're going to give me a little break. Fuck. But there's a key program that I use for doing audio editing for like voiceovers and stuff like that, that they don't have an equivalent for in Mac. So I think that's good though. I think I'm for now, at least until this thing dies, I think I'm going to try to use just the Mac exclusively for doing just video editing. Cause the cool thing is I can sit here and do the radio show now and have video editing stuff. I mean, if this computer dies on me eventually, I've got a PC laptop I could use for a backup. If this thing ever decides to kick the bucket. But I mean, hell, I've replaced so many parts in it, might as well just use it for, the things I need to use it for. And, just use that for having tabs open and internet pages and stuff like that, you know, because then I don't have to worry about they're getting a bunch of junk on the Mac, because I don't have to worry about doing, you know, all of my web surfing and all that crap on it, because that's where all that junk comes from anyway, you know. But now I can have video encoding and have stuff going on over here for the films and not have my other computer tied up. Because for when I first got this thing, I mean, it was a beast. And I would have that going. You know, back when I was doing shows on Oracle, man, I'd have fucking video encoding and shit. And, you know, while I was doing the show and all this stuff, I used to run the network, run movies, run the show, everything off this one computer for 4 years. So it's exciting to be able to have a dedicated machine to that now. I'm already freaking out on how I'm just the quality of how everything's looking, man. Oh, we're really going to have an opportunity to, start taking these guys head on with information. And, you know, that's really what it always should be about, you know. The information. And, placing importance on anything but that. You know, that's what it's got to come to. But unfortunately, the brain dead masses don't, you know, respond to things that look like it's, you know, they want to see stuff that looks like TV. Well, that's what we're going to try to do. The Seven Lords, tablet number 7. Oh, again, theglobalreality.com, the donate button, chip and band there. We got to raise money for pay the stream bill this week. So we have like a $200 goal. So help us meet that this week, by the way. Also have the P.O. box there if you can't use PayPal. I want to mention that. The Seven Lords. Tablet number 7. The Emerald Tablets of Toth. Hark ye, old man, and listen to my voice. Open thy mind, space, and drink of my wisdom. Dark is the pathway of life that you travel. Many the pitfall that lie in your way seek you ever to gain greater wisdom. Attain it, and it shall be light on your way. Open your soul, O man, to the cosmic, and let it flow in as one with your soul. Light is eternal, and darkness is fleeting. Seek ye ever, O man, for the light. Know ye that ever as light fills the being, darkness for thee shall soon disappear. Open your souls to the brothers of brightness. Let them enter and fill thee with light. Lift up your eyes to the light of the cosmos. Keep thou ever thy face to the goal. Only by gaining the light of all wisdom art thou one with the infinite goal. Seek ye ever the oneness eternal. Seek ever the light into one. Hear ye, O man, list to my voice, singing the song of light and life. Throughout all space, light is prevalent, encompassing all with its banners, its flames. Seek ye forever in the veil of the darkness. Somewhere you shall surely find light. Hidden and buried, lost to man's knowledge. Deep in the finite, the infinite exists. Lost but existing, flowing through all things, living in all is the infinite brain. In all space, there is only one wisdom. Through seeming decided, it is one in the one. All that exists comes forth from the light, and the light comes forth from the all. Everything created is based upon order. Law rules the space where the infinite dwells. Forth from the equilibrium came the great cycles, moving in harmony towards infinity's end. Know ye, O man, that far in the space-time, infinity itself shall pass into change. Hear ye and listen to the voice of wisdom. Know that all is of all evermore. Know that through time thou may pursue wisdom and find ever more light on the way. Know that through time thou may pursue wisdom and find ever more light on the way. Aye, thou shalt find that ever receding, thy goal shall elude thee from day to day. Long time ago in the halls of Amenti, I stood before the lords of the cycles. Mighty they in their aspects of power, mighty they in their wisdom unveiled. Notice how they keep referring to time, the cycles of time, as cycles. That's what they refer to them as in Tron, the new Tron movie as well. The cycles haven't been kind to us, have they? Instead of saying the years haven't been kind to us. Led by the dweller, first did I see them, but afterwards free was I of their presence, free to enter their conclave at will. Oft did I journey down the dark pathway into the hall where the light ever grows. Learned I of the masters of cycles, wisdom brought from the cycles above. Manifest they in this cycle as guides of man to the knowledge of all. Seven are they, mighty in power, speaking these words through me to men. Time after time stood I before them, listening to words that came not with sound. They communicated telepathically. That's interesting. So etherical light beings that live inside of the earth that communicate telepathically. That sounds, you know, very close to extraterrestrials, doesn't it? That's probably what extraterrestrials really are. They're probably just inner earth beings. When they manipulate dimensions and frequencies and they come up here and they're doing tests on us and everything else, that's probably what it is. The aliens probably don't even come from outer space. They probably come from inner space. That'd probably be the kicker of the whole thing. I'm not saying that's 100% the case. I'm just saying, you know, if it was, it would just be like one of those things like, well, yep, I should have fucking known that. Should have expected that with everything else. Where did I leave off here? Once said they unto me, O man, wouldst thou gain wisdom? Seek for it in the heart of the flame. Wouldst thou gain knowledge of power? Seek ye it in the heart of the flame. Wouldst be one with the heart of the flame? Seek then within thy own hidden flame. Many the times spoke they to me, teaching me wisdom not of this world, showing me ever new paths to brightness, teaching me wisdom brought from above, giving, knowledge of operation, learning of law, the order of all. Spoke to me again, the seven, saying, from beyond time that we come, O man, traveled we from beyond space-time, I from the place of infinity's end. When ye and all of thy brethren were formless, formed forth were we from the order of all. Not as men are we, though once we too were as men. Out of the great void we were formed forth in order by law. For know ye that which is formed truly is formless, having form from only having only form to thine eyes, meaning things that you think have form actually don't have form, but you just think they do because your eyes trick you into telling you. That's a glaring omission for an old text right there. That's pretty much the Matrix right there. You know, we've scientifically proven that. Nothing truly has form, but your mind thinks it has form because that's how it builds it up, and that's how we build up our reality. I mean, it's unbelievable. And again unto me spoke the seven, saying, Child of the light, O Toth, art thou, free to travel the bright path upward, until at last all ones become one. Fourth we were formed, after our order, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Know that these are the numbers of cycles that we descend from unto man. Each here having a duty to fulfill, each having a force to control. Yet are we one with the soul of our cycle, yet are we two seeking a goal far beyond man's conception. Infinity extends into a greater than all. There, in a time that is yet not a time, we shall all become one with a greater than the all. Time and space are moving in circles. Know ye their law, and ye too shall be free. Aye, free shall ye be to move through the cycles, and pass the guardians that dwell at the door. Then to me spoke he of nine. There's that number again, for our listener earlier. Then to me he spoke of nine, saying, Aeons and eons have I existed, knowing not life and tasting not death. For know ye, O man, that far in the future, life and death shall be one with the all. Each so perfected by balancing the other, that neither exists in the oneness of all. In men of this cycle, the life force is rampant, but life in its growth becomes one with them all. Here I manifest in this your cycle, but yet I am there in your future of time. Yet to me, time exists not, for in my world, time exists not, for we are formless. Life have we, but not yet, we do not yet have existence. Fuller and greater and freer than thee. Yeah, these are ethereal entities. They don't have physical plane bodies. Got to be real careful of those type of things. They're hucksters. They're tricksters. They'll trick you into, you know, getting them to let them inhabit in your fucking body. That's what that sounds like. Man is a flame bound to a mountain. Right. That's what the Rosicrucians believe as well. Man is a flame bound to a mountain. Meaning, our soul is a fire that burns, and the life force, the energy burns within us. And if you try to burn down a mountain with fire, you're not going to get very far. But we in our cycle shall ever be free. Know ye, O man, that when ye have progressed into the cycle that lengthen above, life itself will pass to the darkness, and only the essence of your soul shall remain. Then to me spoke the Lord of the eight, saying, all that ye know is but part of a little. Not as yet have you touched on the great. Far out in space where light being supreme, came I into the light. I told you they were light beings. Formed was I also, but not as you are. Body of light was my formless form formed. Know I not life, and know I not death, yet master am I of all that exists. Seek you to find the path through the barriers. Travel the road that leads to the light. Spoke again to me the nine, saying, seek ye to find the path to beyond. Not impossible it is to grow to a consciousness above. For when two have become one, and one has become the all, know ye the barrier has lifted, and ye are made free of the road. Grow thou from form to the formless. Free may thou be of the road. Thus through the ages I listened, learning the way to the all. Now lift I my thoughts to the all thing. Listen ye and hear when it calls. O light, all pervading, one with the all and all with the one, flow thou to me through the channel. Enter thou so that I may be free. Make me one with the all soul, shining from the blackness of night. Let me be of all space-time, free from the veil of the night. I, a child of light, command, free from the darkness to be. Formless am I to the light soul, formless, yet shining with light. Know I the bonds of the darkness must shatter and fall before light. Now give I this wisdom. Free may you be, O man, living in light and in brightness. Turn not your face from the light. The soul dwells in realms of brightness. Ye are a child of the light. Turn thy thoughts inward, not outward. Find thou the light soul within. Know that thou art the master. All else is brought from within. Grow thou to realms of brightness. Hold thou thy thought on the light. Know thou art one with the cosmos, a flame and a child of the light. Now to thee I gave warning. Let not the thought turn away. Know that the brightness flows through the body. And turn not to the dark brothers, that comes from the brothers of black. But keep thy eyes ever lifted and thy soul in tune with the light. Take you this wisdom and heed it. Listen to my voice and obey. Follow the pathway to brightness and thou shalt be one with the way. That concludes tablet number 7 of the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. The next tablet will be tablet number 8, the Key of Mystery. So we'll pick up there next time on the broadcast. I wanted to mention, a listener had pointed out to me, I haven't seen this yet. I do watch this show every week, even though, oh my God, last week it was total disinfo buffet. The past few has, it's getting worse and worse. Ancient Aliens. Disinfo buffet all over the place on that one. Sexy woman. They didn't let Hatcher say a couple of words on the last one, Freemason galore. But I want to mention one of my listeners said that on this week's episode of Ancient Aliens, they actually talk about the Brotherhood of the Snake. Now, that may not seem like a big deal to everybody out there, but those of you who've been listening to my show since 2008, know that in 2008, I started doing, there's tons of shows. They're all over YouTube. I play them here. I started heavily getting into the Brotherhood of the Snake and really was one of the first people to really bring that out and talk about that. Disorientized has talked about it as well. But now they're trotting this out on Ancient Aliens, and I'm just wondering, that really was considered like taboo, weird, strange info, even in the alleged truth movement, folks. Even in the research community, it was considered weird to talk about that back in like 2008. And So I'll definitely let you guys know. Keep those and check that out. It'll probably be up on BitTorrent pretty soon or something. So I'll give you the full report. But that's our show for tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. TheGlobalReality.com is our website. Please help us and donate and support our work this week so we can pay the bills we have and stay alive. And I got to get this movie done. So help us out. I love each and every one of you. My name is Josh Reeves. You guys have a great one. Take care.